Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
I'm Larry O'Connor, in for the great one, Mark Levin. Mark is in Israel. He'll be back. In the meantime, buy his book, Mark Levin on Power, best-selling book. It's great. I've read it twice now. Just read it on vacation 2 weeks ago when I was on the great MRC cruise with Media Research Center and Dana Lash and Kevin and Sam Sorbo and Joe Concha. And I read that book while I was on the cruise for the second time. You need to get Mark Levin on Power. We're seeing it play out right now before our very eyes. It's great. And you should buy it for the children in your life who are going to college, your kids, your grandkids, your godkids, your nieces, your nephews, across the board. We are reacting to this news that ABC has pulled Jimmy Kimmel off the air, and it's kind of a big deal. And of course, the typical reactions from the left that you would expect. They're lying. They're lying and saying that this is a First Amendment infringement. They're lying and saying that this in some way is Trump flexing his fascist muscles and trying to eliminate anybody that they disagree with. Here's Van Jones, CNN.
That is why we exist. Not to knuckle under, not to do what we're told, but to stand up and to say, listen, if you want to pull these licenses, then we're going to go to court, and we'll be in the court of public opinion. But you don't get to go on a podcast and set policy for American media, for an American media institution that's been around a lot longer than me, you, or Donald Trump. This is a red line that has been crossed for our industry, for the First Amendment, for the right of people to speak. There was nothing hateful about what was said.
All right. So by the way, the reference to going on a podcast, Brendan Carr, the chairman of the FCC, was on a podcast, Benny Johnson, I think it was, interviewed about this, and he was asked about it. And the content that he was asked about, and he said, yeah, you know, for some of the local stations that have FCC licenses, they need to fix this problem because, well, a damnable lie was told on this show. If you missed it, here it is.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving on Friday.
Okay, so then, and then he goes on to tell a joke about Donald Trump, again, at the expense of or with the foundation of the joke being the appropriate way to grieve for Charlie Kirk's murder. So again, you know, hey, young 31-year-old father of two was murdered in cold blood in the most gruesome, graphic way in front of thousands of people at the college campus, including children, and, of course, millions have seen it and been traumatized. So now here's my joke about it. But, of course, the premise of the joke here, or the setup, is just a damnable lie. It's just misinformation, disinformation.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them.
And there you go. Trying to characterize him as anything but one of them, as if he was one of us, which, of course, he wasn't. He wasn't a MAGA murderer. He was actually more in line with Jimmy Kimmel's radical left-wing politics. And Jimmy Kimmel had a chance yesterday to apologize. He didn't. And so now two syndication companies, or two companies that own local stations that syndicate the ABC network, announced that they would no longer be running the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Both Nexstar and Sinclair announced that. And that's the end of the game. If your show isn't cleared on these major stations in these major cities, then the advertisers aren't getting their money's worth from the national advertising, so they pull out, and suddenly your show isn't making any money, because that's how it makes money, from advertising. And now everyone's asking like Jimmy Kimmel is untouchable. They're acting like this is a First Amendment issue, which it's not. They're upset that Brandon Carr, the FCC chairman, actually said, well, yeah, you can't lie like that if you have a public broadcast license. There are laws, especially lie about something that is so critical and vital in the news, which is exactly what he did. But to go back to Van Jones and the histrionics, it's a red line that's been crossed for our industry, for the First Amendment, for the right of people to speak. Can I just remind everyone that this is supposed to be a comedy show? I mean, we must protect Jimmy Kimmel at all costs. The right of a free people to be able to speak. Jimmy Kimmel can tell all the jokes that he wants, just like the rest of us. Go stand on the corner and tell them. I mean, the First Amendment doesn't guarantee you a right to a broadcast license. You nimble-brained left-wing ideologues. They're not dumb, but to maintain left-wing ideas, you have to sound dumb, because the ideas don't make sense. And so now here's one of the FCC commissioners, Ana Gomez. So she comes on CNN. Because, you know, the FCC, there's five commissioners, and presidents get to nominate them. So you get a mix of Republican and Democrat. And depending on the cycle, who gets to be chairman based on who's the president and all that. So now we have a conservative Republican-appointed commissioner. That's Brendan Carr. But there are other FCC commissioners, including Ana Gomez, who was nominated by Joe Biden. She doesn't like it. So now you just heard the clip of what Jimmy Kimmel said. You just heard Jimmy Kimmel say, and I'll play it one more time for you.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them.
And now, you just heard it. That's just a lie, a damnable lie. It's absolutely egregious. It is a lie. It's not true. And he knew it wasn't true when he said it. And he certainly knew it wasn't true yesterday when he went on the air and didn't correct the lie. But it's just a lie. Now, here's FCC Commissioner Ana Gomez.
FCC together, you work with him. He went out and said this.
So I think we really need to make very clear that the First Amendment does not allow us, the FCC, to tell broadcasters what they can broadcast. Personally, I'd rather not speak ill of the dead, but I understand Jimmy Kimmel is a satirist and a comedian. I saw the clip. He did not make any unfounded claims, but he did make a joke. One that others may even find crude.
He didn't make any unfounded claims? Okay, so does she think that the murderer was MAGA? Do you see what I mean? Why I refuse to believe that these people are ignorant or stupid or in some way brain damaged. I'm sure that they're very smart. But it is impossible to sound smart when you have to toe the line of left-wing ideology. So she's a liberal Democrat appointed by Biden to the FCC, and she must protect Jimmy Kimmel. She must defend Jimmy Kimmel. She must condemn him being removed from the air. So that means she has to say things that just sound moronic. He didn't make any unfounded claims. When I just played you what he said. Pretty unfounded. And that first part, as commissioners of the FCC, we can't tell broadcasters what they can and can't say on the air. Actually, I assure you, as a broadcaster speaking to you at this very moment on an FCC licensed station, they let us know pretty definitively what we can't say. There are many, well, just look at the George Carlin stand-up routine about the seven words. I promise you that the FCC has told me that there are certain things that I cannot say. And by the way, I'm fine with that. Standards are good. I'm okay with standards. And one of the standards is you can't just knowingly, blatantly, outright lie. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets things wrong. You correct them. Jimmy Kimmel lied. He knew better. And the next day when he had a chance to correct it, he chose not to. And now he's off the air. It's as simple as that. It really is actually as simple as that. For an FCC commissioner, Ana Gomez, to clearly demonstrate to the world that she doesn't actually know what her job is or what the FCC does is kind of amusing. All right, let's get to Xavier, who is in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. That's WMAL country. Hey, Xavier, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Larry. Great to talk to you. Great double shift you're pulling these days. also good to see you and Julie and Patricia at the Free Speech Forum a couple months ago. Anyway, I mentioned to your producer there something, but, you know, for months I've been praying, let these people or make these people reveal themselves for who they truly are so they know what's in their hearts. But you mentioned Jimmy Kimmel and the talent he had and how he could possibly recover. I don't know that it is possible. I mean, he had the talent and he had a good following, but now that he's revealed himself, how does he change that? He's like a modern day Esau who traded something valuable for something cheap.
I do like a good Genesis reference. Well done there. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess he did. He really wanted those, that porridge. He really wanted those red beans and lentils. And he did trade away his integrity and whatever was left of it, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on how desperate he is for his paycheck and for his fame. I wonder if he has some level of conscience left where he can actually recognize, yeah, I screwed up. I mean, that is what it would take. And I think that he could repair this, but he has to unequivocally apologize, acknowledge exactly what, and when I say unequivocally, I mean without any hems or haws or buts or pivots, or weasel words like, I'm sorry if you took this the wrong way, which is not an apology. I screwed up. I shouldn't have said it. I've learned my lesson, and I promise to fix it. I promise to be better. But I don't think he can do it. Xavier really can't. Would you accept his apology if he gave it?
It would be difficult because there would always be that doubt in the back of my mind. It's like, anybody has the possibility of redemption, but it has to be from the right, through by the right means. Yeah. If you just come on and say, well, I didn't really mean that, there's always going to be that doubt. And yeah. Even with redemption, it took, what, Paul, 14 years to get the trust of the apostles?
Yeah, now you're bouncing to the New Testament. Look at you go, Xavier. Thank you for that, especially with a name like Xavier. You gotta bring the scripture. Thank you, brother. I appreciate the call and great observations. How about Emmett is that Pittsburgh, Kansas? I didn't know there was a Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Oh, yes, we're here.
All right. Are you Steelers fans?
No, we're Kansas City Chiefs fans here. Right. We're about 130 miles south, but, no, I was telling your producer, I noticed today, this Inside Edition show, which is on ABC station here in Pittsburgh, it was off the air today, and they had an infomercial on there, and I'm retired. I sit home, watch TV, and it comes on right before Jeopardy. But I had it on, and I noticed it wasn't on. Now, they've been dancing around the Charlie Kirk thing a little bit. They're kind of like a tabloid. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the lost puppies and the dance videos and the, you know, like pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
They touch on it a little bit, but for some reason it was off today.
Huh.
And when you mentioned Jimmy Kimmel, I'm thinking, because, you know, it is an ABC News show, the Inside Edition. And
Well, it's not. It might be on your local ABC affiliate there, but Inside Edition is a syndicated program. It's not owned. In fact, ironically, it's produced and distributed by CBS. CBS Ventures, I think, is the syndication arm that does it, Emmett. But it's a fair observation. Something might be going on with Inside Edition. It's just not linked to ABC. Thank you for the call there. But that's a good example, by the way, of what I mean, where you could have a station in your town that is the ABC station, but some of the syndicated program comes from other pathways. And I'll tell you, though, there is a Disney-owned ABC news show that I think is ripe for the axing, that should be next, could be next. I would like it to be next. It's a little thing they put on the air every morning called The View. I don't know how it continues to survive, nor do I think it should. Certainly not in its current format. They could fix that show, too, if they actually cared about differing opinions and having multiple views on the news, but they don't care about that. They're propagandists, just like Jimmy Kimmel, and I would be surprised if by the end of the year, Whoopi and Joy and Sonny and the whole team there were hanging out with Jimmy and Stephen Colbert. It's Larry O'Connor in for Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
America's drowning in debt, $37 trillion. And folks, the smart thing to do when our country's debt has a negative effect on paper money, diversify with gold. My trusted friends at Monetary Gold are standing by to help you. They're there right now. 877-NOW-GOLD. That's the number, 877-NOW-GOLD. Or visit marklovesgold.com. Folks, for the first time since 1996, central banks across the globe are holding more gold than ever. This is a massive vote of confidence in the value of gold and what it means for economic and you to safeguard your financial security. You all know that I've been an investor in gold for years and believe in it to diversify my portfolio. I believe one of the best ways to help protect you financially is diversification with silver and gold. Call 877-NOW-GOLD right away or visit marklovesgold.com. That's 877-NOW-GOLD or marklovesgold.com and invest yourself today. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
In an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
This is the reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
My favorite Joe Walsh right there. The only Joe Walsh worth your time. Let's go to Mike in Oshkosh. That's how it's pronounced there in Wisconsin. Oshkosh, we're dancing on the grave of Jimmy Kimmel's career. What do you say, Mike?
Thanks for taking my call. I was just saying, back in the day, Kimmel and... They were funny.
Carolla?
They went political and they stuck. My question is, how about Cornyn? Is he still out there?
Yeah. You mean Adam Carolla?
No, Conan O'Brien.
Oh, Conan O'Brien. Yeah, Conan O'Brien's still out there. He's doing a podcast. I don't know if he wants to do the job of a nightly show again, but I like Conan. He would be good. I would like anybody who just came back and did a Johnny Carson-style show, Mike, and didn't talk politics morning, noon, and night.
Dude, Johnny Carson was a genius because he didn't do the politics.
Because he didn't do the politics. That's right. The real secret, and Mike, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We need a conservative, Gutfeld, so that we can do a conservative version. No, I like Gutfeld. Don't get me wrong. What I dream of is a late night comedy show, talk show that isn't about politics, right or left. We want to check out at night. We want a break. We want an escape. No politics. That would be perfect. Donald Trump, who, by the way, isn't it like 2 in the morning in London after his state dinner with the king? He has taken to True Social to comment. Of course he has. Great news for America. The Ratings Challenge Jimmy Kimmel Show is canceled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy and Seth, two total losers, on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President DJT. What a time to be alive.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. Ethos.com/today.
Americans love their credit cards, one of the most secure and hassle-free ways to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Now, this bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or Low Mulch Mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular Fur Walk-On Bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even Road Base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Clavin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Clavin Show.
You're listening to Denali.
The Great One.
The Great One.
And you can call in now. 877-381-3811.
I'm Larry O'Connor in for The Great One, Mark Levin. If you like what you hear from me, by the way, I've got a radio show, I've got podcasts, I've got a streaming video show, books. Go to LarryVIP.com, become a free subscriber there. You'll get all my information, including a daily newsletter, stuff like that. I just told you that President Trump from London is a Truth Social posting about Jimmy Kimmel. He also put out an even more important post just now. Pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I do love it when he ends a post with that. It's kind of a big deal. Not only does it help the Justice Department and federal investigators sort of better coordinate going after Antifa groups, now designated as terror organization, but that money thing is a big deal. If you are funding any kind of 501c3, non-government organization, political action committee, and there is any suggestion that any of that money is filtering its way into any of these Antifa groups, that means you're funding terrorists. That's a big deal. So watch that space. I've got a couple of other items that I want to get to today that we sort of set aside because of the big Jimmy Kimmel news that we've covered rather thoroughly, I'd like to say. So I want to start with this. You know the old line, there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics. We got to add something to that. Well, was that Benjamin Franklin that said that? I'm going to say it was Benjamin Franklin. There were lies, damn lies. Somebody grok that for me. Find out who said it. Although grok, kind of a crapshoot these days. Lies, damn lies, statistics, and CBO statements, Congressional Budget Office statements. Those are also right up there with lies, damn lies, and statistics. You remember the big, beautiful bill, the legislation that lowered your taxes? Who was it? Oh, a British Prime Minister said that. Oh, Israeli. Oh, he was a good one. He was the Prime Minister during Queen Victoria. Thank you for that, Mr. Producer is here to help me out. Did you grok it? Yeah, he did. See, grok helped on that one. He was sort of known as the Ben Franklin of London. So you'll remember the big, beautiful bill when it was being debated. The talking point from the Congressional Budget Office was that it would create a $3 trillion deficit. Remember? That's what Thomas Massie and Rand Paul and all of the Republicans who refused to vote for it. Well, we can't have this deficit. We can't have $3 trillion deficit. And a couple of things here. First of all, the Congressional Budget Office is always wrong. And by always, I mean always. Always wrong. Number one. Number two, the Congressional Budget Office, who we're told is nonpartisan, has become very, very partisan. And number three, the Congressional Budget Office never employs dynamic scoring. What is dynamic scoring? Dynamic scoring is when you cut taxes, they use static scoring, which is, okay, if you're going to be spending, or if you're used to getting $100 billion in tax revenue and you cut taxes by 20%, then you're only going to have $80 billion in tax revenue. That's static scoring. But you see, dynamic scoring would suggest, oh, well, that means you're putting $20 billion back into the hands of the American people. That means they're going to pump that money back into the economy using their purchasing power, making investments, or maybe expanding their businesses and hiring more people. All of those items, all those actions that people do with that money end up bringing more money into the economy, because when you hire somebody with your money, that means that they've now got money and everybody's spending more. And if you're spending more and you're hiring more people and people are making salaries because the economy is growing, that means more people are paying taxes. And the fact is, revenues go up oftentimes when you cut taxes. And that happens every time. And I mean every time. The 2017 tax cut from Donald Trump, revenue was higher because of the tax cut. The George W. Bush tax cuts, revenue to the federal government was higher than before the tax cuts. You can go all the way back to the Reagan tax cut of 1986 that they said was going to blow up the deficit. Nope. You lower taxes, you put more money into the hands of the American people so that they can do with it what they want and spend it. That grows the economy, and that increases revenue to the federal government. It happens every time. And the CBO refuses to score tax cuts like that. They refuse to. So you heard two big lies from the CBO. $3 trillion deficit. Oh, and the other thing is they never took into account the revenue from the tariffs. Ever. That wasn't even counted. They didn't even look at it. They didn't consider it when they were scoring the effects of the big, beautiful bill. So the first big lie from the CBO when this thing was being debated, and it became the talking point of the Democrats, it's still the talking point of the Democrats, talking point of the media, talking point of some Republicans who refused to support the bill and threw their president under the bus, was $3 trillion deficit, and, of course, you heard the 17 million people thrown off of Medicaid. 17 million people thrown off of Medicaid, 17 million people thrown off of Medicaid. Very quietly this week, very quietly, and boy, do I mean very quietly, both of those lies have been reversed by the very same Congressional Budget Office. Have you heard anything about this? Have you seen any news reports? Have you seen any headlines? No, you haven't. Here's a quick clip. The Trump War Room account actually posted this. It's from the All In podcast, the Silicon Valley tech billionaires who have their own podcast, because, you know, everyone's got to have a podcast. They were invited to the Oval Office to interview President Trump, and this came up. Take a listen.
I don't know if anybody has told you, but we had dinner with Senator Crapo yesterday.
Yes.
He said this incredible thing. When the CBO originally priced the Big Beautiful Bill, they thought it was minus $3 trillion. They just updated it because they have to, and it's actually a surplus.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $300 billion. It's an incredible
thing. Well, we're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars worth of tariffs.
Yeah.
So, did you hear that? It's not like it was a long time ago. It was 4 months ago. 3 months ago. The Big Beautiful Bill, CBO scoring, this will result in a $3 trillion deficit over the course of the next 10 years. They've just updated the scoring. It's now a surplus of $300 billion. It's just a rounding error. A rounding error of trillions of dollars. Oh, we got that one wrong. It's time to blow up the Congressional Budget Office. Clean house. Jimmy Kimmel them. That's ridiculous. Oh, and what was the other lie? The other lie, 17 million is, you know, I live in the D.C. area. That's where I do my morning radio show, right in Washington, D.C. Kind of an important city when it comes to news talk radio. We have a governor's race, an election in Virginia, 15 days away for Election Day. Early voting starts this Friday. Abigail Spanberger, the Democrat nominee, left-wing radical Democrat, they all are. Abigail Spanberger, in most of her ads, is talking about how Republicans have cut 17 million people from Medicaid. 17 million people losing their health care coverage because of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. It's a big talking point. Only problem is, well, that's also a lie. Here is Representative Lloyd Smucker in Congress today, Ways and Means Committee.
16 million, 17 million people will lose their Medicaid. And Dave's right. Get your facts, get your lies straight. Because CBO has said none of that. You know what CBO has said? CBO has said people who are losing their Medicaid first, they're people who maybe were double enrolled. We're ensuring that in this bill, again, that the enrollment procedures are being put, are in place and that we're doing that twice a year. Who can be against that? We should want to be sure that everyone who relies on these government programs is eligible for those benefits. You're arguing against that. So the Dr. Oz came before this committee and said that they've already found millions of people who were double enrolled. You don't care about that? And that's some of the millions of people that CBO supposedly is saying is going to lose coverage. Non-citizens. Maybe you all want to have non-citizens covered. But my constituents don't. They don't want their taxpayer dollars to be used for people who are here illegally. We may disagree on that. And we should expect a very large number of the American people believe that if you can work, you should. And if you're going to access taxpayer dollars and you can do your part, then you should. So asking them to work 80 hours a week, you kidding me? My constituents love it. And
actually, it's 80 hours a month. He overstated it, but that's the fact. In fact, here is the statement from, this one is from Congressman Guthrie, the chairman of the budget committee, or excuse me, Energy and Commerce, excuse me, Brett Guthrie, Kentucky. Prolonged lie exacerbated by Democrats that 17 million individuals will lose health care coverage from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has finally been dispelled by the Congressional Budget Office this week. Again, did you see any headlines about this? Did you hear any news about this? Did you see it on cable news at all? You know, how many times did they do stories about the 17 million Americans who were going to be losing their health coverage? 17 million Americans who were going to die. Children, disabled children. It's always disabled children, they say, which I find offensive because I actually have disabled children. In the most recent coverage update released by CBO, CBO estimates 10 million individuals enrolled in federal health care programs will no longer be covered. Now, right there, you've gone from 17 to 10 million. That's almost a 50% difference, right? Okay. But 10 million, that's pretty bad, right? Okay, well, hang on. Let's break down that 10 million. 10 million individuals enrolled in federal health care programs will no longer be covered. 5.3 million are able-bodied adults who refuse to work. And let me be clear, what you just heard, for 80 hours a month, and that can include volunteer work. So if there is an able-bodied American who is now suddenly saying that they're not getting their health care coverage because the federal government is no longer providing it, that person refuses to work 20 hours a week, even though they can. And again, that work can be volunteer work. Now, maybe you think that everyone should get health coverage regardless. Make that case. But don't be telling me that people are losing their health care coverage. They are throwing it away if they refuse to show up for 20 hours of work. All right, that's number one. 5.3 million of the 10 million. 3.7 million of the people who are losing their federal health care coverage actually have access to other forms of coverage. So think about that for a minute. We've been paying for 3.7 million people to get federal health insurance when they're perfectly capable of getting health insurance from other areas. We were told that we were a draconian society because we were allowing people to go without any health insurance or health care, people who couldn't get it anywhere else. And yet it turns out 3.7 million had fully capable access to health care. They just didn't get it. So that's 9 million of the 10 million are either able-bodied people who refuse to work or people who can get insurance elsewhere. The rest of the people, which is what, just another million, are non-citizens. Non-citizens who aren't supposed to be covered anyway. The lies that become just conventional wisdom, gospel truth in Washington, D.C., in the media, know no end. And that lie is repeated over and over and over again. And when the truth comes out, you never hear it. Now you have heard it. I'm Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin Show.
Mark Levin.
Here in America, your car is your freedom. But with thousands of miles on our nation's roads each year comes the risk of a costly breakdown. CarShield has one simple mission, to help protect hardworking Americans from expensive auto repairs. Don't let an unexpected repair bill derail your budget. Lock in your low, pay-as-you-go vehicle protection plan right now with CarShield's price lock guarantee. That means the price you pay today is the price you'll pay for as long as you cover your car. A plan with CarShield includes 24-hour roadside assistance anywhere in America. Proudly based in St. Louis, Missouri, CarShield is an American company helping Americans. And when you call, you'll speak with a U.S.-based operator, not someone overseas. Get your free quote and 20% off. Visit CarShield.com/Levin, CarShield.com/LEVIN, or call 800-995-4766. That's 800-995-4766. Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at CarShield.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files. And he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Like what you'll hear so far?
So far?
So far, you got more about Mark Levin by going to his website, marklevinshow.com.
Larry O'Connor in for the great one, Mark Levin. Once again, if you want more information about me, just go to LarryVIP.com and subscribe for free. And you'll see my streaming video show that I do every day at noon for Town Hall. You'll see the podcast for my radio show and lots of other stuff. Sinclair is one of the companies that owns a ton of these local television stations that air ABC network programming. They had announced that they were going to stop airing Jimmy Kimmel just about an hour before ABC pulled the plug on the show indefinitely. Sinclair has put out a new statement just about 20 minutes ago. Sinclair says Kimmel suspension not enough. Calls on FCC and ABC to take additional action. Sinclair's ABC stations to air special in remembrance of Charlie Kirk during Jimmy Kimmel Live Friday time slot. Sinclair, the nation's largest ABC affiliate group, objects to recent comments made by Mr. Kimmel concerning the assassination of Charlie Kirk. As discussed with ABC earlier today, Sinclair decided to indefinitely preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live beginning tonight. Following these discussions, ABC suspended production of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Mr. Kimmel's remarks were inappropriate and deeply insensitive at a critical moment for our country, said Vice Chairman Jason Smith. We believe broadcasters have a responsibility to educate and elevate respectful, constructive dialogue in our communities. We appreciate FCC Chairman Carr's remarks today, and this incident highlights the critical need for the FCC to take immediate regulatory action to address control held over local broadcasters by the big national networks. Sinclair's ABC stations will air a remembrance of Charlie Kirk this Friday during the Jimmy Kimmel Live time slot. Sinclair will not lift the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live on our stations until formal discussions are held with ABC regarding the network's commitment to professionalism and accountability. Sinclair also called upon Mr. Kimmel to issue a direct apology to the Kirk family. Furthermore, Sinclair asked Mr. Kimmel to make a meaningful personal donation to the Kirk family and Turning Point USA. Sinclair, ladies and gentlemen. And for everybody saying, oh, this is pressure that Brendan Carr and the FCC put on, and this is Trump, and this is fascism, and this is the First Amendment. No, this is Sinclair, the largest ABC affiliate group, asking the FCC to take action, asking the FCC to put pressure on the ABC network. This is Sinclair saying that ABC hasn't done enough and Mr. Kimmel hasn't done enough. You don't get the news from news networks anymore. They're just going to continue this lie that this is fascism and this is Trump and this is the FCC. And actually, it appears as though these were level-headed individuals at the affiliate level, like Sinclair and Nexstar, who are responsible companies, who have their own shareholders, and they have direct connection with the consumer in these markets, and they demanded ABC do this. And here's Sinclair actually furthermore demanding that the FCC take further action. Remarkable turn of events. If you're just joining us, by the way, the news is that ABC has suspended production of Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely, they say, as a direct result of his lying, deceitful, erroneous, odious comments about Charlie Kirk and Charlie Kirk's murderer, falsely characterizing him as a MAGA conservative. There is accountability. We have taken back the White House. We've taken back the government. We are taking back our country. And now it looks like we're taking back our culture.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff, and and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.